USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress is probing the stock surge that prompted many trading platforms to halt some sales. The CEO of Robinhood, which is an investment app, apologized to users who were unable to trade some stocks as GameStop and other companies' stock prices surged last month.
Despite the unprecedented market conditions in January, at the end of the day, what happened is unacceptable to us.
Vlad Tenev says regulatory deposit requirements forced the app to freeze trade on GameStop and other stocks. But he told the House Financial Services Committee the move was not to benefit hedge funds. Six Capitol police officers have been suspended and more than two dozen are under investigation for their actions during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The Office of Professional Responsibility said they're investigating the actions of 35 others. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Congressional Democrats have outlined an immigration reform plan that would include a path to citizenship for 11 million people that are living in the country without legal status. California Congresswoman Linda Sanchez.
They deserve the opportunity to succeed. They deserve permanent relief. And they deserve the opportunity to fully contribute to the place that they already love and call home. This time, we are going to get it done.
About a half a million homes and businesses in Texas are still without electricity after a huge winter storm hit there earlier this week. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says he wants answers from state officials as well as the utilities in Texas.
This was an unusual weather event, but that in no way excuses what has happened. We will need to work with our state leaders and do the hard work of governing to ensure that the basic needs of all Dallas residents and all Texans are addressed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Experts at AccuWeather have been estimating the economic losses from the winter storm across the country. With more, here's USA's John Clemens.
The economic impact has been exacerbated by the lingering pandemic, coupled with record cold readings that have pushed all the way to the Gulf Coast. Jonathan Porter of AccuWeather tells us the economic loss is at $50 billion.
Impacts to property damage, which has been quite substantial, from frozen pipes and a variety of other impacts, food spoilage, wage losses, travel impacts, damage to infrastructure, increased heating and oil costs due to supply shortages, as well as issues with supply chain and transportation of product. Very serious disaster on top of others.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
There's more problems with social media networks governing its content. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Facebook said Wednesday that it is censoring content, this time inside Australia. The behemoth social media platform is blocking news stories created in Australia. In addition, Facebook users elsewhere will not be able to view or share news stories from Australia. The response is to a proposed legislation that would force the social media platforms to pay Australian news organizations for content. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.